What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, shit, boys. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. We're live here Monday. What's the date? The 10th of fucking July.
Yeah.
We are fucking speeding through the summer. Summer's halfway over, I feel like. That's it. Welcome, winter is coming. That was a little
damn
fucking
straight it is, buddy. Good
little,
job.
A little nod there. look, wink. Here's the deal, man. We got a great show planned. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, hashtag the show. Guys, love you being here. Obviously, always here with Zach and Miko, the international superstar.
Bonjour.
Superstar. You're a superstar.
Thank you.
And very fucking great studio guests today. Both of them, okay? Now, normally it's two white guys, but today we're going to go a little off the fucking beaten path.
Okay.
Okay? you know, that's what we do. It's
1.5 white guys.
We got 1.5 white guys. That's okay.
We're not a question mark white guys.
It's okay.
I am a question mark. Yeah. I take pride in that.
His blood's a little dirty, but that's okay. Mine is too, and that's why we have him here. I don't hold it against you for having dirty blood. I think that actually makes you, it gives you stronger character.
No, we like mongrels here.
We still don't know what my dirty blood is. That's the question.
James Mattern is here.
Hello, my friend.
What's up, motherfucker?
Baby, we're here.
Yeah, baby.
It's all gonna work out.
I lifted your baby.
I think a lot of people have.
I lifted it. Yeah. I say it now in life. People go like, what are you, James Mattern? I'm like, nah, baby.
It's the most fun. He speaks in jazz.
Yeah.
Like, it's
nicest
just,
compliment anyone's
you're
ever
just
said
snapping
to me.
Snapping along the highway. It's yeah. The best. The highway?
Yeah, I'm the Dave Brubeck of comedy. That's what I want to
yeah,
be known
as. I don't even know that reference, but
yeah,
I like
I knew no one would, and that's why. And that proves where I am in my
from
life.
From context, though, I know it made sense.
It sure did.
I know it made sense. Also, Mike Cannon is here.
Thanks for having me,
pal. What's up, nigga?
Oh, what's up?
Yeah.
The mediocre majority. That's
mediocre
what I'm called.
Mediocre majority. Love having you here, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Very welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, as always. We got a great show planned. I'm sweating my fucking tits off right now.
You dried off quite quickly, though.
Pouring sweat. Also, if you're watching in the on the cameras, the video version of the show on GasDigitalNetwork.com, you'll notice there's a weird angle. I do apologize. We kind of got fucked up with the cameras and all this other stuff. But I will say right now, it does look pretty good. And if you can see over my left shoulder, you see Shannon's profile. It's fucking sexy. Yeah, Shannon. Turn, give the camera a little peek. There we go. Look at her.
Nothing hotter than a woman at work.
It really is true. Shannon,
making
do me a favor.
Less money.
Shannon, give me a coffee, but I want them to see you get up to go get it. There's something about that. That's like an extra little treat for the people that pay. Yeah, good. Go get it. I like it. There
Look
we go.
Look at that.
Get that coffee. Boom, boom.
Take that, woman's lib.
Can we get some music for when you have to get me a coffee? Like porn music. Yes. Shannon, come back. Shannon, come back right now. I need you to play porn music as you get me coffee.
Really?
Yes, 100% really.
But then it can't turn off until she's back.
No. And then every time you go get me coffee from now on, there needs to be nice wicka 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 wicka.
Yeah, we could have just beatboxed that as a group.
No, that would be a nightmare.
What if I would have played it on my phone?
What, when you think of porn music, that's the old 70s, like waka waka, the wah wah.
Yeah, exactly.
Old funk shit.
Yeah, that's
nice.
It. Shannon, do me a favor, go give me a coffee. All right.
I truly cannot believe how well that worked. I did not expect that to sync up.
Incredible. Something about a woman having to get me coffee that...
Yeah, and now it's just four dudes talking over a porn underbed.
Yeah, it's a little loud, I gotta be honest. That was her way of fucking up the bit. So look, we got a great show planned today. Let me turn it down. How do you turn it down?
I got
it. She better make that coffee quick. That ended up sounding more like the jazz that I referenced. Just so you all know, that sounded like some Dave Brubeck, to be quite honest.
There we go.
Ironically.
That was better. I had to turn it down. That was good. That's perfect. Shannon, was there no coffee on? There was no coffee on, so now we have to play this music for the next 8 minutes while the coffee is brewing?
Bobby's going to bring it in.
Holy... No, I don't want Bobby to bring in my coffee while there's porn music playing, Shannon.
If he's not naked, I'm going to be furious.
Cut the music. Shannon, when the coffee's ready... Turn the music back on and go get me coffee.
All right.
Look, we got a great show planned today. Sorry, guys. I get upset every once in a while. I'm trying to be nice to everybody, okay? I just came from working out, okay? Mm-hmm. And then right after my work, I didn't have time to shower because I was running late. And then I skateboarded from the West Village to here. So it went from like an hour and 20 minutes of heavy lifting and then like interval training and doing jump rope in between sets to skateboarding.
Are you doing a douche-cathlon?
Don't give that a Zach Attack drop. That was not a Zach Attack. That
I
was just okay.
That was okay. Now, an hour and 20 minutes. How many of those minutes are spent taking selfies in the mirror?
You know, I got to be honest with you guys. When you have to rest for a good 2 to 3 minutes to really let your muscles recover between sets, a lot of downtime.
Okay.
A lot of downtime in the gym. People are like, dude, you're not even working out. You're just fucking taking selfies all the time. I'm like, bitch,
my recovering
fucking sets are fucking 20 seconds long, and I'm recovering for 2 to 3 minutes.
There you go.
What do you think I'm doing during that time? Just sitting there thinking? No, you're taking pictures.
What if you got a really heavy phone?
Yeah, you just lift your phone. It's a good idea.
Not bad.
When you Instagram yourself like working out, is it kind of like advertising? Like, do you have a bunch of girls on Instagram who check it out, and it's kind of like, here, I'll show these muscles,
no,
and see who hollers this weekend?
No, it's for the dudes.
Yeah, from what I saw at Skankfest, it was mostly men that were super impressed, but they also wanted to adapt your lifestyle.
That's okay. Here's the thing: I'm a leader. Okay, like obviously, look, I can fuck chicks whether I'm in fat or I'm in shape. Doesn't matter. There's never been like. I guess, yeah. Girls are more attracted to me when I'm in shape, yes.
Yeah.
But getting pussy was never really a problem, even when I was fat. Zach knows what I'm talking about. Zach crushes puss, okay?
Right.
And he's a fucking disgusting animal.
But Zach's got a specific look, and I assume the women you
super garbage.
I have a niche.
You have a quiche. Can you do a Lewis attack drop, Jen? Anytime I fucking attack Zach, I want a Lewis attack drop. Look, we got a fucking great show planned today. Let's get the plugs out of the way. He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it anymore? Let's see the video while we do our plugs. Why not? He was a punk, she did ballet. Remember when this was the thing?
Yeah,
I stand by that she is really hot.
Oh, yeah, because you're a fucking creep.
She was back in the day, but now she looks like she stumbles out of a fucking, just some sort of movable vehicle. Like
after the plugs, I'd like to see what she looks like now. She's like, because she's like a 34-year-old
Canadian broad.
Former punk bitch now.
Yeah.
She's a normal chick.
Do you guys remember the Dark Crystal? She kind of looks like one of the puppets of the Dark Crystal. That's why I probably wouldn't fuck her.
I'd fuck her.
She looks like the type of chick that is really hot. She's really hot in high school.
No, buddy, I have high standards. You know that about me.
I'm shocked that she didn't like spit out a couple kids and just turn into the moose she was always meant to be.
Yeah.
Because she looks as though she's like she should have 3 kids on her hips, screaming out of like a Winnebago at her husband who is going to gamble away the money again for the.
It's so New Jersey. It's so like remember like fucking you grew up where I grew up.
Yeah.
This is so our youth.
Yep.
This was like exactly what it was like. I'm telling you right now, it was like fucking pop punk kids. When it got cool to be a punk, it was annoying.
Yeah.
It was like right around my senior year of high school, 2000, right around that time, it became cool to be into pro wrestling and punk rock. And I was like, time the fuck out, motherfuckers. These are alternative faggot things. Beat it, cool kids. The fucking, the head of the football team, the, what do they call him? The quarterback. Quarterback, I got it. He didn't have to save it. The quarterback, he shouldn't fucking like pro wrestling and punk rock. He should be fighting people who like pro wrestling and punk rock.
Is that ever spoken about, the appropriation of nerd culture? Because they actually have a pretty decent case, whereas, like, cool people have adopted a lot of that type of, a lot of those interests.
Everything, yeah. The comic books.
Financially benefited from it.
It's like a, it's like a culture gentrification, in a sense.
Save that thought. This is a great, this is a very interesting conversation. Let's get the plugs out of the way, but save that thought. Shannon, make sure we get back to that, because we have a lot of ADD on this show, and I feel like we're going to move right past that conversation as soon as Zach mentions some fucking naked punk show that he's doing in a month. Ken, what do you got to plug?
Just this weekend for anybody. When is this out?
This will be out on Friday.
Perfect. So this this Sunday, July 16th, I'm recording my debut album at New York Comedy Club. I have two shows, 7 p.m. and 9:15. I have Yamanika Saunders opening. I'm doing my full hour. This has been 9 years in the making, and I'm fucking, I'm just really excited, and hopefully some people come out. So.
Incredible, dude. Go out and fucking see Mike Cannon, dude. Cannon's a monster of a comic, and he's a fucking real-ass dude. And if you guys want to see some fucking great comedy, dude, that's the fucking way to do it. You go see a guy who's been preparing everything for his entire fucking life, his entire comedy career. You get to go and watch him put it down. It's literally like watching Da Vinci. Fuck, what did Da Vinci do? Paint?
Sure.
What, give me one of his paintings.
He invented.
What, give me one of his paintings, though.
Didn't he do the guy with all the arms and the dick?
Give me a better painter. Van
Starry
Gogh.
Night.
Starry Night, Van Gogh. So imagine you're there. You're like, you know what? Van Gogh's been painting and doodling and shit in the park. You're like, all right, look at this fuck face. Then one day he's like, hey, guys, everyone gather around, bitches. For $5, if you use promo code CANON, you get to watch me paint Starry Night right now. Imagine that.
Da Vinci literally did the most famous painting, the Mona Lisa, and none of us could come up with
it. I always confuse him with the other one.
Michelangelo, Donatello.
No, the one that you said, Starry Night.
Raphael.
I don't know who cut off their ear. Who cut off their ear? I always
Shredder.
Who?
Shredder. Master Shredder.
Cut off the ear. Yeah.
I thought Michelangelo was the ear cutter, wasn't he?
No, was that was Van Gogh. Van Gogh cut off his ear.
Oh, yeah, Michelangelo got paint in his eye from the Sistine Chapel.
Anything to plug? You can turn the music off, Shannon. It's fine. We took a long time to do those plugs.
I always want Avril Lavigne while I'm plugging my career.
What would you like to plug?
I'll be... in Montreal for Just for Laughs, the 26th through 29th, hosted Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Live.
Oh,
check
Dave's
out.
Dave's performing on that.
Oh, it's going to be fun, man. 7 to 10 every night at Theater Barret. Go to hahaha.com. If you forget that, you're fucked up. And then I'll be co-hosting with Yamanika Saunders, Ranting and Raving, live at the Ovation Room at the Hyatt House in Montreal.
Yeah, nigga.
Friday, the 28th at noon.
Which one?
What? Have you been to Montreal before?
Last year.
So much fun.
It's crazy.
The fucking best. So much fun. It's no skank fest, but it's fun.
I'm going to gain 100 pounds. I'm really looking forward to
it. Well,
that's why I don't feel too depressed that I didn't get it, because I did do skank fest.
Have you not done fucking Montreal yet? That's crazy, dude. Fucking.
It's insane.
That's why I shouldn't say fucking.
That's literally why I'm doing an album, because I'm just not being selected. So what are you going to do?
Well, that's exactly it. Why wait?
I'm following your lead, my man.
Goddamn right, dude. That's
it. Do it yourself.
You know what? Fucking fuck everyone else. Cut all their mics, Shannon. Just me and Cannon today. It's a special one-on-one real ass podcast exclusive with me and Mike Cannon. That was incredible. Zach, anything to plug, my friend?
This Saturday, July 15th, my new movie Return to Nukem High Volume 2 comes out. We are debuting at the Museum of Moving Image in Queens at 8 o'clock Saturday night, July 15th. Come hang out with me. Very excited.
Fuck yeah, you are. And also, guys, I got a lot of stuff coming up. Make sure you go to my website, gomezcomedy.com, for all of my dates coming up. Gonna be out in California, Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles toward the end of August. But coming up July 29th, it was supposed to be a co-headline with David Smith at Poughkeepsie Laugh It Up, but he got chosen for this Kevin Hart thing up in Montreal.
Nice.
So good for Dave, which is unbelievable. But now it's going to be me headlining, but I'm going to be bringing some comics. I don't know who I'm bringing yet. I don't know. Zach, we were just there, right?
Yeah.
I need people that weren't just fucking there that the fans are going to be excited about. What are you doing on the 29th, Cannon?
I am at Uncle Vinny's headlining.
Uncle Vinny's is for hacks and bitches. It's a bunch of fucking...
There we go.
It's my coffee. Thank
That's
you, Bobby.
Perfect.
Bobby, I need a little cream. A little bit of cream, please. While you get to keep that music on, Shannon. Thank you. Bob the Hutch.
What about Feeney, the other half of the Irish Goodbye podcast?
I'll probably get Feeney on it.
Yeah.
I'll probably get him on it.
It's another plug.
Yeah, guys, the Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, check me out. I got a lot of new shit that I'm doing. I'm preparing my hour now that I'm going to be filming in December, I believe, at the Cutting Room. It's not official. I don't know if she'd be announcing that yet.
That's a beautiful room, I heard.
Unbelievable room. But it looks like it's December. We worked out a deal with them. They want to do it. So it's going to be pretty incredible, guys. I'm working on some crazy shit. I'm going very dark, guys. I should just call my hour rape. It really should just be called Luis J. Gomez Rape.
What was it going to be called? Wasn't there like a...
Murder.
But then I don't want people to confuse it with somebody who can do that.
Right. Wasn't there a gorilla aspect to it? Like,
yeah, it was
going to
be Statutory Ape.
That's right.
And then I found out that was a song by a band. And then I was going to change it to Ape Culture. And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't have a rape reference in my album title if I'm trying to get it played places.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to call it... I don't want...
Luis J. Gomez Against Her Will.
That's pretty good.
Luis J. Gomez, no mean Jess.
Harambe that hoe.
Yeah. Also, guys, every Tuesday, 10:30 p.m., the Roastmasters at the Stand. Thank you. Thanks for the music. The Stand, Roastmasters at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant. If you guys want to come for free, it's New York City's best young comedians roasting the shit out of each other while Big J and Rich Voss and a bunch of other special guests judge. I am always hosting it, as always. It's thestandnyc.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get free tickets. Free tickets. What else? Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. We're giving away a free T-shirt every month. Shannon, did you print out the names?
No.
Do you do anything that I ask you to do anymore?
I'm sorry. I'll have it Wednesday. I promise.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. You know, when you don't have, you can't. I can't have five me's. If I could have five me's, I would fucking, this would be, first of all, it would be the best show in the world.
First of all, one would be retarded if you've ever seen Multiplicity.
Yeah, is that what happens? Yeah.
One would be not retarded. We call him Professor Lewis.
So.
Doc Gomez.
What were you just talking, I knew we were going to forget what we were talking about.
Appropriation of nerd culture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, because nerds come up with cool shit, right? Pro wrestling. Comic books, fucking science, and then cool motherfuckers that know how to sell, like me,
right,
come and say, all right, bitch, beat it, and they just take their shit and they make it their own.
Well, even Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is obviously a genuinely smart person, he has kind of like appropriated this into being a TV personality and the cool spokesman of science.
Because
like,
he's black, but that is a fucking real...
He's got a thick cut of beef, dude.
That is smoke and mirrors, because we just assume blacks are cool. He's a fucking nerd. That needs to be fucking pointed out. That guy is a nerd through
and through.
Every
time you say nerd, I think it's going somewhere else.
Yeah. Did they ever have chocolate nerds, the candies?
No, they should have.
They should have had those.
Oh, that would have been disgusting.
Why?
Chocolate nerds?
Chocolate with sour? How is that gross? That's literally my dream.
I like my nerds. I like my chocolate. I
bet
don't like
them. Chocolate
meat.
Nerds, by the way.
I bet there is.
I bet chocolate nerds exist.
Like in Japan, they have all this bootleg candy that they think is too progressive for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like because Asian people just live their lives as cartoon characters. So that's cartoons eat candy. That's like
their... Chocolate nerds is what Neil deGrasse's show is called in Japan.
Are there chocolate nerds, Shannon?
They have like chocolate in nerds in chocolate.
Let me see it. Right there. Okay. So that's sort of a chocolate
nerd. I
mean,
that's insane.
No, I bet you there's chocolate nerds. I'm just going to keep on denying that it doesn't exist. Impossible.
It looks fantastic, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little weird, though. He's right about like the high intensity sourness with the chocolate. I kind of want to try it now. Shannon, can you order some chocolate nerds right now?
And play porn music in the background while you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was I saw Spider-Man this past week. Good movie.
I really liked it.
I enjoyed it, man. Did you see it?
Donald Glover was almost going to play Spider-Man, speaking of chocolate nerds.
I know, yeah. They were going to, because in the new comic book, he's like a Puerto Rican black, right?
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Miles Morales.
Dominican.
I thought he was like half black, half Puerto Rican.
I thought that's what Dominican was.
Such easy low-hanging fruit. Here's why me and Zach are a great team, because it doesn't matter. If you leave a fucking cheesy, shitty joke... We're going to go for it no matter what. It doesn't even matter. Like, it's just, and that's really the difference, because most people, I realized I did the Chip Chipperson podcast.
I was just listening to it.
And I realized in the middle, I was like, wait a minute. I'm unironically, I do what Chip does. Like, I don't give a fuck. I will just say the stupidest fucking thing. I don't really care. And half the time it hits. Jim Norton is a phony because he doesn't have the balls to do shitty jokes. So he does them in a character. He has. If every time I wanted to just do a shitty joke, I went, and I did it in a silly voice.
Right.
Isn't that just kind of a crutch? That's like when you see comedians go up on stage.
Or if they did it in your voice, it would be Legion of Skanks.
But when comedians go up on stage and they use a notebook and they have it, they don't need the notebook for the two fucking new jokes that they're doing.
Right.
What they're doing is they're using a crutch to let the audience know, hey, this is new shit. So if it doesn't really go that well.
Well, and it's also like comedians that sing a punchline because they've lost confidence in the shitty joke that they purposefully wrote.
What do you mean by sing a punchline?
Like people
do Patton Oswalt noises.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh,
and that's a thing. Like, ugh. There's nothing that bothers me more in comedy than that cascade of dog shit where people don't speak about things specifically. They just try to vague it and be like, and that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a Chris Hardwick tool that he used before, and now it's just spread throughout comedy, and it's absolute dog shit.
It reminds me of what we used to call like eye-rolling punk. Like punk bands that would sing lyrics and they'd roll their eyes to make it seem like it's deeper than it is.
Right.
Like Blink 182 is like, my girlfriend. And why are you rolling your eyes? Everyone has a girlfriend. Shut the fuck up. What deepness are you saying? You're not the Clash. We get it. All right.
It's almost like he's like fucking having like a stigmata. Like his eyes are rolling in the back of his head.
God.
Like, how much are you feeling this performance, motherfucker?
I went to the market. Why are you rolling your eyes? Well,
I don't care. I saw two people on the train yesterday. A good looking couple. Right. They must have been French. I heard them speaking to each other and they were speaking very low. But what they were doing was they were practicing singing together, and they were like, must have been professionals. They
had
beautiful voices. They were like, and they were harmonizing. She was like, and they were looking at each other, and I wanted to throw my skateboard at them. It made me so furious. Don't bring your art to my fucking subway ride unless you're trying to get money out of me. I respect the little black kids who are fucking flipping around and dancing because they could be murdering people. But if you are two fucking white people, you're 34 years old, you guys are fucking opera singers or whatever the fuck you are, you don't need to be practicing on the subway.
Yeah.
You're literally just invading my space. You're not trying to, like, make money. You're not trying to, like, you know, do something to, like, survive. You're just practicing in my space, and it makes me furious.
I ass-checked some fucking loser when I was, like, tried to come on to the train with an accordion. And he was like just a classic hipster piece of shit that just kind of walked on at the end onto a crowded place, and he blasted one chord, and I just Charles Barkley ass-fucked him out of the train. It was
you ass-fucked a man?
Yeah, well, power bottom, but yeah, it certainly got him. I cleared space.
Yeah. Yeah, that's craziness. Look, if they're performing to make money, I'm not going to hate that guy. But if it's a crowded train, you're right. He should have had a little bit more wherewithal.
Get out of here, man. And it's like 8:30 in the morning. Like, there's no room for that type of shit that early.
But if, like you're saying, if you're just on the train practicing scales, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, go and tell your neighbors.
Put a cup in front of you. You know, get a little sign that says, you know, my kids are dead. I'm hungry. I need food. I need to feed somebody. Do that. At least that's what they should have done. If they want to practice, this is what they should do. They should bring a cup, put it in front of them, and just a little shitty sign, and they don't even want to make money. Then practice, because then everyone goes, all right, that is appropriate
right
now. But if there's no cup and little sign there, and I'm sitting there listening to your fucking... It was infuriating. I didn't choose for that type of music. It's like when black people and Puerto Rican people come onto the subway and they put the music on, right?
Yeah.
The boombox, okay? Now, for me, like, once in a while, I'll kind of dig the song. It's like I'm really torn because I'm going like, I fucking dig this song. Like, I would like this song.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know that. He has no idea that I'm enjoying the music. So to him, he's still getting me.
You seem like the type of guy that would speak up in that situation, do you?
No.
You'd never do?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I have before. But I feel like a phony. Because one time, I did like one or two times, I said, hey, you want to turn your fucking music down? Come on,
Yeah,
we're all trying to commute here. Stop being an asshole, okay? But then one time it was like a really big, beefy black guy with like tattoos all over his face and his neck.
One time?
Well, this was the time that I remember, like, that I could play in my head. And I remember thinking like, oh, I'm not going to say shit to this guy. And then I felt like a bitch and I was like, all right, well, hold on. I can't literally go around living my life like an actual bully.
Yeah.
Like only bullying people smaller than me that I could beat up. So I drew a line and I was like, I'm going to let people play music on the subway. I can't do that.
See, I embrace that shit. I yelled at a gaggle of Asian tweens just about their dog shit. They were playing some sort of Pikachu techno and I just spoke up and I was like, get the fuck out of here with that. And they surprisingly all went. They all had like Bluetooth and could sync to the same phone anyway. So
yeah.
I was like, why the hell? Why would you rape my ears with your fucking nonsense?
Yeah, it's an obnoxious thing.
On the way here last night, there was a dude 400 pounds. Shannon heard this last night on the show. Dude had a speaker on his chest, He looked like Iron Man. Yeah. It was insane. He looked like he smelled like dry paint, old scotch, and ball sweat. Yeah. And he was scary looking and blasting music. And he caught me staring at him. I'm like, I really want to tell him to turn that the fuck down, but I also need to get to the show tonight. So it's not going to work out. Yeah. And I want to say this. 5 minutes before that, you were disgusted by a couple singing together. Saw a couple wearing the same sneakers.
Terrible. Ugh. Terrible.
Ugh. What are you going to fucking Sadie Hawkins?
BJ,
what are we
Christine,
doing?
I saw them one time. I walked in and they were both wearing the same combat boots with the same chain around down the same side of their boot.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
And I literally said, I'm not going to be friends with you guys. You need to not do that.
What do they have, a mini wallet that tucked behind their heel?
It's unacceptable.
It's crazy. You can't do any of that shit. With your chick, you can't have matching shit. I remember one time, it was fucking Valentine's Day in high school. Me and Victoria Rakowski, my girlfriend from high school.
Oh, yeah, Vicky.
She,
No. It's just fun to pretend.
Oh, Vicky's big fucker, yeah.
She, we both wore, like, a blue top and black pants. Oof. By accident. It was on Valentine's Day. It was by accident.
Wow.
And it was the exact same shade of blue. It wasn't even like blue. It was like you would have to go to a specialty store to find this like shade of blue. Oh. It fucking matched. Like you literally, it was craziness. And everybody was just like, you guys make me sick.
That's insane. Yeah. Now to this day, it's the blue in the back of the Gas Digital logo.
It kind of is. I saw
two crust punks on the A train with matching rats. They literally had two cages, two small, like, little hamster cages that you'd use to transport them to a vet.
Rats had two crust punks.
Yeah, well, fair enough, because they certainly seemed in charge. But they let them out. It was like 2 a.m., and these white rats were just crawling all over their body, and they were making sustained eye contact with everybody. They were basically trying to bully them, and I was figuring out a situation that was like, oh, like, what line did
were
they have to cross?
Soul Calibur fighters?
They were pieces of shit. It was a guy and a girl. They were definitely, like, together because they were making out, like, in between rat
rats
crawls.
Running around them?
Super weird.
Pretty romantic, yeah.
But in that moment, like, because I've faced that myself, like, with a homeless guy on the train where, like, somebody's, like, shadow boxing a la Lewis, but, like, it's like, what line do they have to cross?
Shadow boxing a la?
A la and Lewis.
Come on, a la, let's do this shit.
But do you know what I mean? Like, how close do they have to get before you initiate contact? Because if you're on the defensive, then you're immediately at a disadvantage. So you almost have to initiate once they've crossed a certain threshold. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. It's a weird thing because I watched people that know how to like fight or like not even know how to fight. People have street smarts, mm-hmm. right? There's no, I'll wait till he throws the first punch. That was always kind of like a weird mantra of like suburban white teenagers. Well, yeah. I won't throw the first punch, dude, bro. I'm not throwing the first punch. You throw the first punch, though, we're going to have a problem.
That's some parent shit, though.
Yeah.
Parents tell
yeah,
you
yeah.
that.
You don't throw
and
the
get
first...
that in your head early.
And I do that with my son. Like, no, look, if somebody hits you, because he's been bullied a couple times, and I have to like have a conversation. Like, if somebody hits you, you have to hit them back. You have to let them know not to hit you. And if you know, and it's a weird thing because there is a line in your life where you don't wait till somebody hits you, because if a grown man, like, you know, every one of us are fairly capable men, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, anybody here, if any one of us, none of us are fucking huge monsters. We're all just average-sized dudes for the most part. For compared to really big dudes, like, Dante is a big fucking dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're all average-sized dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any one of us could punch each other in the fucking nose and break the other one's nose. You can hit the right angle, hit each other in the jaw, knock them down. Somebody can crack their skull on the curb. You know, I saw a video of a dude being punched in the side of the face and falling face down.
He's
being attacked and, like, literally blood just spilling out of this guy's head. And that wasn't the intent of the kids that were attacking him. They're trying to rob him. They just wanted to hit him and take his wallet. But this guy might be dead now. I don't even remember what happened. Like, this guy could easily be dead right now.
That happens at house parties all the time. Somebody's drunk, punch him in the face, and then they fall down and die.
So it's like, you don't want to be, like, first of all, you kind of want to be in a situation where you don't feel as if you have to fight or prove yourself. But at the same time, you also don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to wait till that guy does that to me.
Yeah.
Because it takes one punch. So it's a weird thing where I'm, like, teaching my son how to box, and I'm teaching him how to defend himself. But it's like, there's a weird angle where you go, it's like, no, four and a half year old kid doesn't understand when it's appropriate, when the aggression level has risen to the point where you have to attack somebody. So it has to kind of be black and white with a kid. The truth is, a 4 year old punches like a bitch. I'll fuck up a 4 year old any day of the week.
How many 4 year olds do you think you could honestly
fight? We talked
fight
about
off?
This on Legion
did
of Skanks. We did like 10 year olds, but I mean, 4 year olds, doggy.
Yeah.
Because they would never work together.
Right. They wouldn't get it. They don't understand.
They'd start kicking each other.
I could beat the shit out of a football field filled with four-year-olds. If there was absolutely no space taken up, I could high-knee myself through that fucking field and absolutely undercut so many toddlers
in the temple. I would think I could literally kill every four-year-old in the world against me. I don't think that I would ever get tired of murdering four-year-olds with my bare knuckles. Listen to me, dude. You punch them once, they're out. You don't got to punch them hard.
But there's numbers. I mean, I get what you're saying, but a football field? Look, I'm not as confident as you guys. I think I'm a $2 underdog against a football field full of four-year-olds.
No,
all right?
You're
I'm being
crazy.
Honest. $2 underdog.
With my stamina cracking out, I could still...
We were talking about, like, 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds, and if they were, like, from the hood. Because, like, a 9-year-old from the hood is, like, a 12-year-old white kid from the suburbs, right?
A 15, I would say.
You think you're 15?
Yeah. It's like dog years.
I used to be a camp counselor at this at Camp Venture, which was for, like, some disabled kids, but also emotionally disturbed kids. And so there was a 12-year-old
boy...
What
a hilarious fucking camp. It's just a bunch of kids, like, on crutches and mentally retarded, and then a bunch of kids that are terrified of weird things.
Not even terrified, but, like, acting out of aggression and fear and all that stuff. There was this one kid who was 12 years old. He was about 6'1", 175. I was 15 as a camp counselor, and I was, like, 5'11", 175.
I imagine, like, all the kids just look like the toys from Toy Story that were left behind.
Yeah, they were just going into the melting device at the end. This kid used to yoke up like other 12-year-olds who were actual boys and just put them in full nelson. I had to like legitimately put illegal holds on this kid one time to like settle him down, and he still flipped me around like he was wearing me as a cape. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter how black that 4-year-old is.
That's true.
Yeah. I will fucking...
What comic, because this is a question that I've asked myself a couple times, outside of yourself, what comic would you least like to get punched in the face by?
Outside of myself?
Yeah, because you're up there for me.
How do you
me.
Know that I have punched myself in the face a bunch in my life?
Because I've definitely done that to myself. And
that's like a crazy, that's the thing that I find out that more and more people have done. Like, I have chicks that are like, are you fucking crazy? You punch yourself in the face? And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's kind of crazy, right? And I talk to other dudes, I'm like, I punch myself in the face. I'm like, anger?
I used to routinely do that. Not only that, when I was emotional in college and my parents were going through a divorce, I would go out into the abandoned softball field and throw hands at God. I was just literally throwing punches into the wind, screaming, crying about my parents' 25-year
marriage. It was Allah. That's when you first started fighting Allah.
Yeah, exactly. I was just weeping while throwing, unceremonious hits.
That's
at the
hilarious,
wind.
Dude. I would when I would work out sometimes, like when me and my son's mother were like first like. Broke up, I would go on like jogs and I'd be going uphill and I would just scream at the heavens and cry. It was so fucked up. Like, I was like in a really fucked up place. I was using drugs and just fucking like really like in a dark, like, but I would literally be working out and just fucking like, I'd get to a place where I'd be so like, I'd have to like scream.
Yeah.
I'd literally have to like scream. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Do you know how many times in college that I was supposed to be working on a 12-page paper, so I blew a line of Adderall, put on some music, and then just absolutely shadowboxed for about 48 minutes?
Are we the same dude?
I think so. On certain levels. I certainly don't show my aggression as much as you do, but I respect the fact that you do.
This sounds like Rocky after someone dies in one of the movies. He always goes on some run or workout where he's crying, and then right when the song ends, it's like a big punch at the air. God, with a scream.
And back in the day, they didn't have fucking $400 drones that they can get those mountain shots. They had to rent a $40,000 per day helicopter to get one shot. They're like, oh shit, and it was on film.
Yeah,
it was so expensive to shoot that scene of Rocky on top of that mountain. Do you have any idea? You could recreate that. I could recreate that with After Effects right now on that computer.
One small right weight now. Displacement of that giant fucking camera, too, the whole thing flips up.
It's over. Three people died shooting that scene from Rocky. Remember Cliffhanger?
Yes.
Before special effects were like really good.
They even did that for Ace Ventura 2 when he's on the side of the mountain. They literally shot that with a helicopter.
Isn't that fucking nuts, dude? And now every asshole's got a fucking drone that can just shoot their own fucking... Yep.
So, to answer my question, the comedian thing, because I already have one.
Nobody wanted
mind.
To answer your question. We just moved on from it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and circle back.
I was more interested in helicopter death.
PJ Landers would be the last comedian I would want to get hit by, because the size of the hoof hands that he has and his wrists are about like 8 inches wide.
He beat Rogan. Up someone that was really
Jimmy Martinez.
New York comic. Jimmy Martinez is a guy that I've never met, but I heard.
But
would,
PJ
would
beat him up. Apparently, or he didn't
and
beat
Jimmy's
him up.
Legendary scary.
He didn't beat him up. Here's what happened. Okay, they got into a thing outside, and I mean Jimmy's
a
tough motherfucker,
he's
right?
Tough he's big, right? He's like
he's big
6'5".
Dude. Yeah, and now he's all jacked too. He's like working out, and Jimmy. It's not even so much that Jimmy's like big, right? Like I'm big, right? And there's other people that are big. Zach's a big guy, but there's certain guys that are ready to go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not as ready to go as people think I am. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not like when I say like ready to go, I mean Jimmy. If you say fuck you, he'll just hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's like that dude. If some guy outside of a comedy club says fuck you to me, I might jaw back and say fuck you back and kind of see where it goes.
Lewis goes from 0 to 8.5 real quick.
It's very true. But it's like I'm not that dude. So Jimmy is the type of guy where if you get into, and I'm friends with him and I'm glad I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
If there's some shit, right? I'm still a fucking man when it comes down to it, right? So we forget this. Like comedians are like, oh, we got to be so good with our words, and it's like, okay, of course we do, yeah. But you're still a dude. There's still a night where you're out at a bar and people are drinking and people are getting fucked up and some shit goes down and you want a dude in your corner. You do not want Dan Shackey in your corner, okay? You want a fucking man who's gonna stand there and go, okay, you want to fucking throw,
right?
Let's fucking throw. And Jimmy's that guy. He will stand right fucking next to you. Dave Smith is that guy. You don't got to be a big guy either. There are certain guys that are like that, okay? Yeah. And I've had situations at LOL. I remember I named Dan Shackey because this happened. We were at LOL. These two black guys were going to attack me and Dave. Dave's fucking right there with me. Dave's from Brooklyn. Like, he's a scrappy kid. Shackey literally ran in the bathroom as his boys are about to get fucking beat up. Well. Ran in the bathroom.
Shackey in his seahorse posture and swam away into the men's room.
He had to give birth.
He had to fertilize himself. He fucking he ran in the bathroom. And it's like, you don't. So there's something about that where we, you know, forget all of our professions and forget everything we do. It's like sometimes you just want like a.
You're dudes.
You want a dude in your corner, you know? So, but Jimmy is that fucking dude. And PJ and Jimmy got into an argument outside of a comedy club. And it turned into a fucking scuffle.
Oh my God.
And PJ fucking got. All I know is PJ got the better of Jimmy. My understanding was he hit him. Jimmy didn't go down, but he like took a knee and got back up and people got in between him. But it was
holy
like that.
Shit.
And it's just like when you have these two behemoths like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So the story of it all is like, oh, fucking Jimmy beat up or a PJ beat up Jimmy. But I think the reality of it is if it fucking went on, like who knows? There's two giant monsters that are both ready to fucking throw down.
It's Kimbo versus that Boston cop.
I want to watch that right now, actually. I would pay to watch Jimmy versus fucking PJ Landers right now. And I might be wrong. Maybe I think Jimmy talked about it on Legion of Skanks. I think that's the actual story. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll get Jimmy on this show to fucking clarify. I'd love to get Jimmy on here.
Well, and both of them have that. Like, I've never met Jimmy face to face, but I've heard him on radio. I heard him on Kevin's podcast and stuff like that. And he's a funny dude, but he has that energy that PJ also does, which is the ready to go kind of relentless energy where you could tell that once they're on top of you, it's not going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, there's guys that you meet that like. You could. I see James, and I'm like, he'd probably hit me once and then see if I was okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type
he'd
of vibe
he'd get back
he gives
up.
Off.
He'd be like, all right, get up again, sir. Yeah. We're all going to do this fair. Everyone stay out of it.
It's yeah.
Like, well, no, I'm glad you guys are putting that out there. No one's going to want to challenge me now, huh? I'll just beak to that son of a bitch, because he'll ask me how my family is after busting my jaw.
But that's a good quality to have. That means you're more human than most.
Yeah.
Then I'll stay out of jail for a while. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... So that's the one. And then the other, look, Rogan's a guy who is a legitimate martial artist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dante is a guy.
Beast.
Who, Dante's also a martial artist, and he's a little bit older now. I was talking to Dante about this last night, actually. I saw him. And
you just give Dante a dead leg and he collapses because of his leg problems.
Yeah. All you got to do is fucking run around Dante in a circle 3 times and he gets dizzy and falls down.
Look at you. Now you're giving weaknesses to other comics.
Man, Dante, to fight Dante, you have to figure him out like one of the early bosses in Mike Tyson Punch Out. There's a way.
He's the guy you punch him right in the belly button.
Yeah, the X. There's an X right on his belly button if you hit him in it three times.
Boy.
It's like you gotta. It's really difficult to beat him if you don't know the trick. Like, it's impossible. But as soon as you know the trick, it's like.
As soon as you realize one part of him glows red.
Yes. shit. So, no, but Dante is the guy who, you know, he's 40 something years old, nearly 50 years old now. You know, but that power, he's a big dude, very powerful, legit trained martial artist. And the question that I guess it was Joe List or Mark Norman last night posed to him was like, he was like, at what point is the age. there's going to be a turning point where you can't just beat up everybody anymore.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a turning point where, like, where James could take Dante, mm-hmm. you know?
And is there, did you see that video on the Jersey
Shore? There has to be a turning point.
There's a 60-year-old white guy with, like, a 22-year-old, like, you know, bro that's pretty muscular, and he's screaming at this old guy, and he's like, I'm fucking 22 years old, dude. I'll tear you apart. I'm an animal.
I need to see this.
And the 60-year-old guy fucking knocks him out.
I want to hear this.
It's unbelievable.
We need to see this, but Shannon, I also need some more coffee first.
Real quick, how did, like, 10 minutes ago, we were all even, like, oh, we're all, none of us are big, but we're all capable. So now I'm fucking clearly Fredo in this group. I went from being, we're all four Michaels or Sonnies, and now I'm fucking Fredo up in this shit.
Can I have coffee too?
Yeah.
Sure everyone can have coffee but me, because I'm fucking Fredo. Go get the car.
You have to get your own coffee.
Bang cocktail waitresses
to this music.
Jesus.
You know who I think would be tough just based on my experiences with him? I think Mike Britt.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, and
yeah.
I've seen him almost beat up a booker. Years ago, yeah. He's a tough out.
He has, like, hard hands. When you say hello to him, he has that vice grip type of shit that could probably squeeze your skull.
Yeah. CB's, dude, there was like, a fight at CB's, like, every week for, like, months.
Right.
Before it closed, because it was just the Wild West.
Lewis was and, in most of them.
I had kids pull a baseball bat out on me because they got kicked out of the club.
Holy shit.
And Mike Britt ran at them so confidently and chased a group of people with a baseball bat away. That I knew he knows what he's doing.
He's not one to fuck with.
Britt's a badass.
Baseball bat's not a great weapon.
No, because it's too long to reload.
Hand me those nunchucks, Zach.
No.
Please hand me the nunchucks. Zach, I can lean over. You're just making it harder on me. Why would you want to make me upset before I get the nunchucks? Thanks, Shannon. Ah, put it down slowly, yeah. I love the way Shannon gets me coffee. Here's the problem with the baseball bat. The range of motion is very limited.
Yeah.
I think people think it's going to be a way better weapon than it really is. I think people are like, oh shit, I got a bat. When you swing a bat, when you think about, like, the amount of time it's going to take to fucking cock the bat back and then swing it forward. I mean, if you're fighting somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could punch somebody in the face four or five times. Four or five times you could fucking hit them on the jaw. I don't think, like, I understand why Mike Britt, I'll be honest with you, if he ran at somebody like that, it's probably because he's fought somebody with a bat before.
Yeah.
And you realize a bat's not necessarily, like, you get a swing, they got to catch you. They got to be so good with that fucking bat. Your chin, your head's got to be right there. They can catch you in the shoulder, the forearm. It's going to hurt while your adrenaline's pumping. You're not going to feel that. You're going to you're going to wrestle. You're going to get the bat from them. Every time you see somebody fighting with a bat, the bat ends up kind of getting tossed aside in a tussle.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not to mention, most people underneath it all, even underneath all the simmering aggression, still have a soul. So if they swing a bat at another person, they understand the implications in terms of injury. So they'll, like, kind of miss a little on purpose, or, you know what I mean? Or, like, as a warning swipe.
Jimmy
or
Martinez
like that.
Would not miss on purpose.
Fair enough.
Jimmy Martinez would fucking splinter that bat on your head and then take the splinters and start jamming them in your fucking throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a singles hitter.
My friends got into a fight, and some guy pulled, like, one of those stop sign poles out of the ground. And I remember my friend Tim, who I host a podcast with, he saw the guy with the pole, and he was like, "You know what? It's going to be one swing. Just eat it." And he got hit, and he blacked out because it hurt so much. And he came to, and he was holding the guy in a chokehold. And my other friend, was holding the pole, and he basically was like, "Never stop hitting him." Just beat the fuck out of this kid.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like it. Real nice dude.
Some of the craziest people I've ever met.
Yeah, they're animals. They're animals.
Even the ones that look like nerds.
Can we see this Jersey Shore video?
Yeah, I want to see this. Yeah. Let me see this video. Did you find that Jersey Shore video?
I'm not even certain if it was Jersey Shore. It was just definitely on the beach during spring break.
No, she's looking up the TV show. Here's the problem with Shannon.
I'm not looking up the TV show. He said it was on the Jersey Shore.
I'm sorry.
That's what I was looking for.
Just say old guy beats up young guy spring break or something like that, Shannon.
Exactly.
We got to get better at Googling in real time, I think. Anyway, so while she pulls up that video.
Is this it, Ken?
Is that it, buddy?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, pull it up on the big screen. There we go. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a boxer, you hear about this a lot. Like, there's like an 85-year-old boxer who, like, beat up a dude, a home intruder.
The 4.5 minutes.
Oh, he's beacon.
This actually isn't it, but
this isn't
fun.
It. This is just another old guy. Oh, shit.
Oh, and he's got bad footing, too, the old man.
Yeah, well, he's in between boats.
Old man's a bigger guy, though.
Oh, got a hell of a reach.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. It's like, he's not old enough. He's just gray. He's not old enough where that's like a fucking... Oh, guy got knocked the fuck out.
Now his nephew's getting in.
Wow.
Oh, he's giving him the business.
There's somebody on a megaphone yelling that the cops are here.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart. He's everywhere.
Oh, now they're jumping him. This dude and his nephew are jumping.
Oh, that girl's throwing. Is that a girl? Girl's throwing in some knuckles.
Oh, dude, this guy's family is getting beat up by this young dude.
Not for nothing, but women that jump into these sort of things are
garbage.
Fair game.
Playing with fire.
Like, not to be a complete piece of shit here, but if you are literally injecting yourself in the middle of two animals fighting and you think that rules apply, you're fucking out of your mind.
Back in Vegas.
That is the height of privilege.
I saw three fights just go ensue in front of a party, 1 a.m. on a weeknight. That's how we do in Vegas. And this girl took a beer bottle, smacked it over a dude's head while he was fighting her fiance. She got knocked the fuck out of like a ghost. Like it was like a sniper out of nowhere. Pop. A Royal Rumble breaks out. Yeah. Everyone just starts fighting everyone. And yeah.
That's just all fucking dangerous, dude. That's why I don't bring my kid to fucking like crazy big like events and shit. And like
to Skankfest.
Because Skankfest is very peaceful. Like I think it has like a people think that our fans are like animals. They're just drug addicts.
It's just people that look super like harsh. Like they look like they'll beat you up, and then they're like, "Wow, it's really nice to meet you. I enjoy your podcast."
Yeah, they're like the nicest people in the world. People think like Legion of Skanks fans are going to be these fucking assholes. No, they're just fucking. They look kind of like metalheads. If you go to like Ozfest, it's a similar look to how the people are that are at Skankfest, you know. But they're all fucking legitimately like good people that love great comedy. There's even the fucking ones that I met so many people at Skankfest that are like assholes on the internet that I know who they are, and they say fucked up shit. And I meet them, we take a picture, and they're the fucking sweetest people in the world. And it's just because on the internet, everyone's got balls. You know the shit that I say to people on the internet? Are you crazy?
Do you?
I say crazy shit.
But I feel
shit.
Like you also back that up in real life.
Yeah, I know, but I'll definitely say it across the world a lot faster. I will kill your mother, you fucking motherfucking cocksucker. Anyway. So I'm on Instagram stories now. It's my shit, dog.
I've noticed.
Have you done Instagram stories?
Yeah, a few. I mean, I don't know. You're much more... You're much more like willing to put yourself out there all that. I mean, I don't find my life to be all that interesting, and I don't think that people would have any type of like inkling to click on it. So I don't broadcast myself all that much.
Yeah, if you sell it that way.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
If you're selling yourself that way,
I have to have more confidence.
I would not be interested in that, right? If that was a movie, right? They were like, there's this movie, right? Where it's not really that interesting. I don't think anybody really... You guys probably wouldn't want to see it. You know, it's all right. You know, whatever. Nobody's going to go see that movie.
Sure. But you have day-to-day duties. Like, my days are pretty empty, and they can be, like,
I wouldn't say
solitary.
Daily. I mean, I'm doing a lot more fiber now in my diet, so I would say at least every other day.
Oh, good one.
Lewis Tech. Can we get a Lewis Tech drop, Shannon, please? But I don't really tape my daily duties. I tape stupid shit.
Yeah.
On my Instagram story now, it is basically working out and playing with my son. And those are two things that I don't really like to put on regular Instagram or other things. That is the perfect place for it.
Because it disappears after 24 hours.
Disappears after 24 hours. Kind of a quick little slice into my life. What's going on? It's not really like
his memories of playing with you.
Yes, exactly. But when you put something on Instagram, it's a piece of content that is almost supposed to be a piece of art, right? That's really what it is.
Okay.
Even a tweet is supposed to kind of be a piece of art. It's a, you know, or it has a purpose, right? And the purpose is either to deliver a message, to make people laugh, whatever it is. Instagram, it's like this fucking, you're showing them a piece of art. It's supposed to look good. You're supposed to like, whatever it is, supposed to be there permanently. You're supposed to go look at this fucking thing. This is a moment that I want to share forever that I think is, you know, the same way a photographer would... you know, put together a portfolio or put together, you know, something, you know, a thing in a museum. Your Instagram timeline is kind of that, right? But the stories is like the shit that you, like, nobody wants to see my fucking abs on Instagram.
I disagree.
Nobody wants to see my abs on Instagram.
You don't think so? But that's how a lot of people get millions of followers.
Yeah, but they got way better abs.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like, that's not what people are coming to me for.
But also, transformation is another huge thing on Instagram. So if you actually document it...
I'm not cutting my dick off. You're crazy, dude. Not for followers.
But if you showed your belly at its worst when you were booking LOL in about 450, and now with your shredded abs, you'd probably have 1.5 million followers.
Maybe. I probably could. But that's not what I want people to follow me for.
Fair enough.
You know? What would be the amount of money that it would take for you to cut your dick off and turn into a woman?
Oh.
So if somebody comes in right now, they put a briefcase on the table.
Sure.
They say, I'm going to give you $10 million tax-free cash, flat out right now. You are just set. You're good to go for however long you think you can make $10 million. I'll make $10 million. I'll stretch $10 million for the rest of my life.
Do I have to pay for the surgery out of the $10 million?
Nope. Surgery is thrown in on top. It's actually the world's most fucked up surgeon. Here's $10 million. I'm going to cut your dick off.
It's like the guy who gives Tom Cruise new eyes in Minority Report.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
There's no reason for this. This guy is really just into it. $10 million, puts it on the table in a briefcase, opens it up, all cash.
The thing is, if I had, like, say, Caitlyn Jenner's surgeon, who apparently works miracles, I would potentially do it for about $50 million, even maybe 10, because it would immediately give me a comedy career. I'd have a Comedy Central Presents next year. I've been wishing cancer upon myself just to jump up a notch in the business, so that has to help.
Yeah, I think that's the A plan, but I think there's a lot of tranny comics that aren't making it out there. But no, probably not as funny as you.
But Mike's funny.
That's true.
I think there's people just like, hey, I've been doing this 6 months. Let's get rid of my cock. This will work out. And it's like, oh, you have no jokes.
But you're also, that's it. There's no more fucking.
Yeah.
Now what about lesbian sex? I always wanted to have lesbian sex. That's something I feel I'm missing out on in my life.
Like, think about this, right, dude? If you cut your dick off.
This could be a plus.
No.
What if they make me a nice vagina with my $10 million?
Listen to me. This is what we're going to do, okay? You're going to get your dick cut off. You don't want to cut off. This isn't something that you want. You're doing it just for the money, okay? So pure money play. The idea of jamming my fake pussy into a real pussy, when I used to have a dick there, it's going to make me hysterically cry.
Okay.
Every time.
Then I say no.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because what's the point of the money?
Well, look, I'm going to probably take some dick now.
Could you get... Yeah, that's my question.
Could I get some dick? Yeah.
Can you still come from prostate-induced milking? Is that a thing?
Are you asking me, like, scientifically?
Yeah. Well, both. In this fantasy and also in the real
world. Well, no. This is a real world thing. This is a real world... So it's not like, yes. I mean, if you can come from prostate milking...
Yeah.
If you can have, like, an orgasm, then I'd say, yeah. But then you're going to have dudes pegging in the ass, and the puss are going to go from ass to puss. You're going to get a UTI. That's the whole thing I hear the girls talk about.
That is true. Well, I'd have to ask them to be somewhat cleanly.
Would you be a lesbian or would you fuck dudes?
I'd be a lesbian for sure. But I would also have them strap on just to try out the new toy.
Oh, that is true as well.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I just realized that. Why wouldn't you go with trannies that have dicks?
Yeah.
That's probably the final solution.
I mean, at that point, I guess you got to kind of get the taste for dick in your mouth just to, you know, round out all the options.
Zach, what is a dick like in your mouth? The first time you put
first
a dick
of all,
in your
I would
mouth,
like to note that question, the whole getting the sex change question is way different for me, because with you three, when you got your sex change, nobody would go, I knew it.
Yeah.
So, like, I just feel like I would let so many people down that were holding on to the fact that I was kind of a man. I don't know. It's just, it's like a foot. It's when just another part of your body.
Yeah, it's like licking an elbow.
I've never remembered blowing a dude.
Oh, it's all been, you've been raped?
What?
You've been mouth raped?
By feminist comedian definition, yes, because I was a drunken whore.
You got drunk at a party and some dude put their dick in your mouth.
Did you find an acrylic nail in your esophagus?
I've always been like blackout drunk every time.
Every time you hooked up
I've
with
blown a dude, yeah.
Do you know the dudes?
Mostly.
Did you ever have the conversation after them being like, hey, you know, I just don't feel comfortable with what happened. Like, I know that it's not rape, but I still don't feel comfortable.
No,
so
I just
we
called
them
the next week and was like, let's do shots, bro.
So they were like your boys.
I got not just like people in the scene at the time, like people
the what
I partied
scene?
With.
Disgusting bisexuals?
Sure. No, like weird goth people.
Yeah. And you guys all just get fucked up and then party and then suck each other's dicks.
Shit happens.
Does cum help a sore throat? Because I feel like some of that spray that numbs it. I feel like that would be a similar sensation.
I don't know. And the dude's jizzed in your mouth?
I don't think so. It was always me, a dude, and another chick every time.
Okay, and then she's like, suck each other.
Ugh. Something like that.
Some nasty goth wars.
Devil's threesome, huh?
Goth chicks are fucking just real pigs.
Yes.
Just real pigs. I used to like goth chicks, the punk chicks, like Avril Lavigne. When I was younger, I was way into that, and then something happened. Something happened in my life where I just stopped being attracted to that, like, thing.
Showering became a paramount thing.
They shower. They kind of give off the vibe that they don't. That's, like, their thing.
They're a little punk rocky. I mean, look, I have fucked, like, some chicks with, like, tattoos and, you know, colored hair and shit like that in the past few years. But it's not, like, my go-to. Like, when I used to masturbate to porn, I would look up, like, that style of chick, like, Christy Mack and fucking... I went from like being into like that.
Yeah, jerks off to different Christy Mack pictures.
Where she looks like a beaten California raisin.
You know, as soon as
heard it through the grapevine.
As soon as she was raped, I could no longer get hard to her anymore. Is that weird?
No, that seems human.
Yeah. As soon as she was so damaged, I was like, you know what? You don't do it for me anymore. She,
my work here is done.
I did a fucking boss move with my chick. Baller fucking move. This is what you got to do. I'm gonna give the boys at home a little bit of fucking insight here, okay? Because I don't do this too often. Okay, you got to fucking.
You bought her a burka.
I cut her clit off
with a soda can.
I am a boss.
She'll learn now.
Yeah. No.
Toenail clipper. It's like they were made for it.
No, I had flowers sent to my chick's day job.
Wow.
For no reason.
Well, it's pretty much not showing her that you're thoughtful. It's showing the
office.
Yes. Yeah.
No bitch wants flowers at her home.
No.
They don't want them. They don't want them. They want everyone to know that they got flowers, right? And I read that in like one of those chick magazines a long time ago.
One of those cunt rags.
Cunt mags.
I sent flowers to work once on a Valentine's Day. She then broke up with me on my birthday 4 days later.
Why?
Whoopsie doopsie.
Because you want to know why? Because you did it on Valentine's Day like a moron.
Well, then you're supposed to send flowers.
No. Valentine's Day. That's my water alarm, Shannon. Shannon, I don't want porn music when you go get me water. I want... Type of music. We need a watery type song. What's a good song about water?
The Waterfalls, TLC.
Oh. Yeah, play Waterfalls by TLC, and then get me a cup and a half of water.
I was going to say the Crocodile Mile theme song.
That's fun too.
You run, you slide.
But I think that's a better one for the mood of the show. And keep it low, Shannon. You blasted the music before. Yeah. So, you do it on Valentine's Day. They're expecting it. That's nothing. That what you did was, you did the bare minimum. That's it. That's the bare minimum.
And that's what I got in return, my friend.
You got the. She was like, you know what? This guy's fucking basic. You were the male equivalent of a basic bitch to her.
Ooh. Good old basic bitch, everybody.
You basically told her a bit about how men and women are different.
Yeah.
You're saying I was a Valentine's hack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she at least give you a V-Day blowjob before she broke up with you?
I think she started fucking her ex, who was a line cook at that restaurant. I think it just woke him up. And then he started playing better ball with her.
Yeah.
And he was about 6'5", and he tried to murder me at a bar one night. Hey, I still have memories.
Doesn't it suck when you're like in the entertainment industry, and your chick says, I'd rather just fuck a line cook?
Well, I think I was still a busboy at that point. So I don't think it was that big. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Shannon. The move, I'm telling you right now, the move right now is she's at work, right, at her restaurant. A fucking dude comes in with flowers. Every fucking girl in that place, their ears perk up, their eyes go, oh, who got fucking flowers? And then they come over and it's for her. And then she gets to look like the shit in front of all of her friends. And that's all that matters. Nobody likes flowers.
It is kind of a weird thing that, because I've had this, I mean, I've dated other people, but like I've had this even with my wife where... My job is almost to make the friends want to fuck me, or like her business associates, or like any time that she goes out, that we go out to a thing where I don't know the people, my job is to basically flirt with them until they become attracted to me so that she looks good for landing me.
Well, it's like you're a stock. You're trying to get it up. They're going to talk you up like a future. Right?
Yeah. And I think that in life, that's kind of the job, right? If you make it your goal to make everyone want to fuck you in life, you will succeed.
Yeah.
You'll be a successful person. If that's like your goal, you say, hey, I'm going to do everything else that's necessary, but every interaction that I have, I'm going to make that person across the table want to fuck me. I'm going to seduce them with whatever it is. I'm going to figure out what gets their fucking juices flowing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make them want to suck. Usually it's just my dick is out at every meeting. I'm in.
That's the way to do it.
That's why I can't get a TV show, because every time I go in, it's like, first thing first, suck this dick. And I'm escorted out of Comedy Central every time. One day, though, they're just going to start sucking.
But that's
something your dick could do on Snapchat.
Yeah, alongside videos of your son.
Yeah.
They all go away. But that's like, it's even better when you don't fuck the people. I've found, at least, because then the truth of your ability doesn't get in the way of their opinion of you.
Oh, of course. No, you can't fuck the people. I'm just saying, like, from like a psychological standpoint.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You want to get them to kind of want to fuck you. It's all about fucking, you know, being quote-unquote sexy. Literally and figuratively.
Agreed.
But
the reason the flowers work at work is because the main thing women do is covet what other women have. Like, look at the way things are advertised to women and to men. Mm. To men, it's women will fuck you if you have this. For women, it's other women will want this if you have this.
Yep.
Or other women have this, don't you want this?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great point.
So that's it. So that was, it was a baller move, okay? And it, I'm telling you, I just saw it on her face. Like, she fucking called me up. She was like, that was really sweet. I'm like, our fucking friends, I know. It's like, and that's it. Because she, what happens is, in a new relationship, you're still kind of questioning, like, you know, where could this go? How serious could it be, right?
Right.
But if you want to fucking drive the stake in, just fucking... you want to fucking kill that vampire bitch.
Yeah.
Flowers for no reason. No reason at work in front of her fucking friends. That's a baller move. Shannon, back me up on this.
If I worked in a normal office, yes.
Why? Because you're saying if you got flowers here, it wouldn't be good?
I would get made fun of by everybody, I feel like. But when I worked in an office, when I got flowers, yes, it was a thing.
Well, because
somebody
also,
send Shannon flowers.
There are no females.
Somebody send Shannon a bag of flour here.
I'm shocked you didn't ask her to send herself flowers and play music in the background.
Shannon, send yourself some flowers. Very cheap. But here's what the guy fucking did.
Uh-huh.
Here's how he fucked up my life, right? And he's lucky that this chick's a comic. And he's lucky that we already really like each other, okay? Because he could have fucked my asshole up. He, on the card that he sent, I said, all I wanted the card was to say was, you're beautiful, comma, Lewis. Right? That's nice and simple. You're beautiful,
Lewis. I hope you wrote out comma. You're beautiful, comma, Lewis.
No, this fucking asshole.
Oh, did it say you're beautiful, Lewis?
Yes, but it also was the wrong you're. So Y-O-U-R, beautiful, Lewis. Just fucking, you're beautiful, Lewis.
Wait a minute.
Just like an ignorant fucking gorilla.
As if it was from your beautiful Lewis.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. From your beautiful Lewis.
How do you fuck up that? That's the easiest thing, and this is this dude's job, right?
So I call up a local place in Hollywood, okay? And I say, hey, I want this delivered to this fucking chick's job, okay? Here's the deal. I said over the phone, I was like, do me a favor, send me a text of the arrangement, because I'd like to see it and approve the arrangement, right? So he sends me a text. I text him back with a card, to say. So I in quotes, literally lay it all out. I'm very specific, okay? So it wasn't even like he fucking had to guess here, right? And then he does this. Then she mentions it to me. She's like, oh, did you like fill a thing out online or whatever? And she was just trying to figure it out if I'm a fucking loser. She's literally throwing it out like, oh, am I going to like dump this guy in the next week or two? Yeah. Is he a fucking moron? And I was like, no, this would happen. So then I messaged the guy. I sent a guy a picture of the card spelled wrong. And then I put, you know what they do on like Facebook, if somebody writes a typo, I did the asterisk, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. No response back. No, hey, dude, I'm so sorry. What if this is a fucking new relationship and I'm trying to fuck this chick for the first time and you just fucked it up?
I mean, I doubt he cares whatsoever about that, but just in the general, idea of repeat business, he probably should have been like, no, you got $10 off on your next order.
Yeah, how do you make that good?
Yeah.
I'll give you 5 free roses.
No, you send her over. You send her over a new fucking bouquet. That's what you do.
Oh, okay.
You send her over a new... What I would do, if... Let me tell you something.
So that's a $60 mistake?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. Guaranteed. Yeah, I would send her over a new fucking thing. I would say, you know what, I'm really sorry. Would you like me to send her one, or is there somebody else that you'd like to send it to? Believe me, by all means, we will fix this. We will rectify this situation.
You send it to your mom and direct them to a fucking to a cemetery. It's far darker.
It is terrible customer service for him not to say anything back to me. It's terrible customer service.
It was supposed to say, I'm CH, comma, eating on you.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks. I am in the world of fucking customer service. Gas Digital, we are constantly dealing with customer complaints. On the tech side, where things constantly change, there's always fuck-ups.
You guys are always working hard.
And we have
over
to
here.
Fucking do it. We sent out, there was a few Tuesdays with Story shirts that just came out on Merch Pump that they were fucked up. They used the extra large sizing on a small shirt. You know, the people didn't even complain. They were just like, oh, hey, is this the right size? I mean, I lost my mind on our partners. I mean, we're not even asking any questions. We're just emailing them and saying, hey, guys, we're sending you new shirts. Keep those shirts. Just because they didn't even complain. And I just know that a mistake was made, and it's that important for me to rectify that mistake. Mm-hmm. If we fuck up, we try to fix it every single time. For him, what is this fucking place? What is I'm going to find the name of the place.
Well, and people actually appreciate that effort, too, if you go out of your way to try to make things good with something free. They're pretty much going
to come
back.
I don't even want it free. I just want them to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I want him to go, what can I do? I wouldn't have said send over a new bouquet. I would have been like, all right, well, I appreciate it. But what he made at a point when I hung up the phone with him, he was like, oh, it'd be really great if you can go on Yelp and give us a positive review.
Uh-huh.
After I did that.
I mean, that's ballsy.
Yeah.
I will do that. But then you fuck up and then you don't respond to me. That is a negative Yelp on review.
Yeah.
Did you write a negative,
negative review on Yelp? I should.
You should.
Should write one right now.
You should actually shout out the company and have all of your listeners.
And you
do
should
so.
Use proper grammar
no,
when
I
you're writing
it. I don't want everyone to write shitty.
You're like, this is how you spell shit.
I think this is in Union, New Jersey. There's a lot of Hollywood florists. Maybe. All right. Los Angeles florists. I don't want people to shit on him, but they should know not to go here. Zach, you're sitting on my wire.
Learn them a lesson, my friend.
Yeah, let's see. Real quick. I don't know where it's at, guys. It's somewhere. It's somewhere. It's one of these ones. Don't buy flowers in Los Angeles.
Cool.
It's a fucking scam. The whole city, they don't know how to do flowers.
If you need to get flowers for your woman in Southern California, Costa Mesa. That's where you go, everybody. Fucks with Pasadena. You should go with Pasadena. It's the city of roses.
But
there
you
go.
What? I'll tell you honestly. Here's why. My idea was I'm going to go directly to the florist. I'm going to call the company directly instead of going to Boots.com or 1-800-Flowers or one of these other companies.
Or BudsofBrooklyn.com.
BudsofBrooklyn.com.
That's my wife's floral design company.
Is it really?
Yeah, she kills it.
Doggy, see if they want to advertise on the podcast.
All right, there you go.
So here's the deal. Okay? I didn't do that. I went direct because I was like, you know what? Cut out the middleman. I'll go directly to the people. I'll give them the money directly. I like doing that, okay? But to be honest with you, if I went to a middleman, you know what Books would have done? They would have fixed it.
Yeah.
1-800-Flowers, boom. I get on the phone with a customer service representative. They make fucking $8 million a year net profit. They're like, give them another fucking bouquet. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
This fuck-faced mom-and-pop fucking cocksucker. Every time, he's literally sitting in a flower shop waiting for people to come in, right? He's an asshole. Nobody's coming in, ever. The phone rings finally one time. He's like, holy shit, this is it. If he gave away a free bouquet based off his fuck up, he might have to shut down the business. That's the problem with mom and pop shops today.
Yeah.
Don't support mom and pop shops. If there's one lesson you learn from today, always go to the people that are doing it best. Nate Bargatze used to have a great joke about Walmart.
Yeah.
Incredible bit about Walmart that it comes off as kind of ignorant and dumb. But when you break it down, it is fucking legit. In fact, pull that up. See if you can
Walmart
pull up.
Walmart was a mom and pop, and then became awesome.
Hold on, but I want to fucking pull up the actual bit. Thanks for telling the punchline, James. Pull up the actual.
I'm stepping on toes up in this bitch.
Well, Nate Bargatze Walmart. See if they actually have
that.
But
like Walmart, if your mom and pop, local mom and pop shop hires retards to work their door, then also order from them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
In Geneseo, when I used to go to Walmart, they had a Walmart that was like a square mile. It was ridiculous. They would have like the most deranged upstate waterheads with like rabbit ears all over the place on fucking Easter be greeting people. We used to walk out with like 200 beers a day and nobody would say anything. It was the best. So yeah, shop Walmart.
I can't find this fucking flower shop. Ooh. Ooh.
Here's my suggestion. In LA, if I need to get flowers, I don't like go to a florist. I just like pick them out of like millionaire actor or actress's houses and give them to the girl. Be like, yeah, you like these 8 flowers?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe's house, motherfucker. That's
you
how much I love
if
you.
If you just walk around L.A., why would any... You're right. To be honest with you, there are flowers
steal
growing...
Steal them from celebrities.
Everywhere.
Steal them from celebrities' yards.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or from the death site of a celebrity. Like a recent death site. They always have
is
the
there
best...
Anybody Manning, is there anybody manning cemeteries?
I would assume not. I mean, all of my friends that died, there's like a white bicycle or a fucking... like or a cross near a railroad.
Yeah.
There are flowers galore. You could go up there, take a bouquet... Okay, and then give it to your mother.
Yeah, why don't people do that? Why would anybody buy flowers when you can just take them off of Puerto Rican memorials on the streets? If you walk through Spanish Harlem, yeah, every other block, there's a Puerto Rican that was stabbed or shot, right?
You could also probably find a Frosty 40 to sip on.
That's also true. Yeah.
I have cousins...
Sweetheart, I drew you this mural of a black man.
I got friends and like cousins who still have nice bottles of boozes on graves for like their dad who's been dead 20 years. Yeah. Like good just give them the mom and pop bullshit whiskey. Why are you giving them old granddad and shit like that?
All right, let's see the Nate Bargatze Walmart joke. I love this fucking bit. One of my favorite bits. Here we go. Nate Bargatze Walmart at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, California. It's all good. She'll make it happen.
Boy, are you upset that I gave the punchline now? That it's not loaded? Well, a big shot?
This episode should be called Buffering.
Probably find it on YouTube as well. See if you can find it, Shannon. It's fine. But yeah, that's the thing. Mom and pop shops, they got to charge more money. They can't offer customer service. They can't. I mean, look, dude, McDonald's, let me tell you something. If you sued McDonald's for $1 million, drop in the bucket. They'll just fucking settle
money. But didn't that one lady that melted her face try to do that? And they
she melted her pussy.
Did she?
Yeah, no. She melted her inner thighs and pussy.
Oh,
but to be honest with you, a pussy already looks melted.
Fair enough.
If the first time you see a pussy, you're like, that is a melted body part. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, what did her labia look like? Octopus legs?
Yeah. It looks like it was like singed. Like it used to be like long and fucking. They were like, you know what? Cut that down. Trim it down.
Looks like the corners of a fried egg.
Yes, it really does. So yeah, that's it. My one thing that I have to say is do not support mom and pop shops. There's one thing you could take from this fucking show. Thank you. Real quick, James, I want to talk about Game of Thrones coming back
Sunday. I'm very excited about this.
James Manor, if you guys don't know, hosts one of the shows here on the Gas Digital Network. It's the only seasonal show that we have on the network. It's called Say It Ain't Snow, and it is a Game of Thrones review show, fan show, you and Marissa Rivas. From SiriusXM. You guys might know her as my boss over at Rush 93. You guys do a fucking great job.
I appreciate
it. It's a really funny show. It is very different from every other Game of Thrones breakdown show. All the other Game of Thrones breakdown shows, they're a bunch of fucking nerds who are literally like, we should do a podcast. You guys, Marissa's a professional broadcaster who's an incredible producer, understands how to structure a show, understands how to put together a real deal show, high, high level producer and great broadcaster. You're one of the funniest motherfuckers I know. You've been podcasting and broadcasting for years. The show itself is fucking phenomenal. And also, if you guys are a fan of the show and you kind of like the sensibilities of the shows that we have here on the network, kind of the dirtier, edgier humor, you guys do something called Dick Watch where you're counting the number of dicks that you guys see.
She gets very excited when she sees a penis on that show.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. Well.
Look, we got a lot of pussy and a lot of tits for years. For years, we've been dealing with pussy and tits on the fucking screen nonstop, okay? And now the pendulum has swung back to their side a little bit.
So is that what they're doing? They've taken out the rape scenes and added a little bit of dick?
But they're always flawed, though, if you notice that. It's the last season, the dude had a wart. Let's see, we had Hodor. Who really wanted to see Hodor's prosthetic half-giant penis?
I would.
Yeah. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was kind of scary. Made you not ever want to look at your own.
That's weird. What he was saying, hold the dick.
Yeah.
That was spoiler alert. Hodor. He was masturbating. Hold the deck. So,
humor Lewis like, attack.
Humor like that, you guys will hear every week on Say It Ain't Snow. God, I stink. But no, it really is. You guys do a great job. I'm excited about the return of the show now.
It's going to be great.
In my opinion, it's the best television show in history. And I really mean that.
I think it has gotten there. It's one of those things. I've rewatched it like 7 times. Like, this is this is insane. I didn't start watching this show to the 4th season because I didn't like Hobbit shit. To me, I just thought it was like Lord of the Rings.
Right, right, right. I'm the same way. I check out of like fantastical shit.
Anything with the word hither, if you use hither a lot, I'm out. Fuck you, King
Even
Arthur,
like just a British accent in general makes me kind of check out. unless it's the Countdown or Believe You Me podcast here on Gas Digital with UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping.
Why does every type of fantasy show revert to the English accent? Like, why is that the go-ahead?
It's like an aesthetic, I think. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
We're just dumb, so when you kind of a dude with a Brooklyn accent.
It just seems mythical.
Yes. It seems like old-timey and European.
Yeah.
And it's like we can't understand all of the European languages. Even like there's movies like, I think, like, there's a bunch of movies that are about like old times that weren't set in fucking that country, but they just use a British accent.
Yeah,
like Cleopatra kind of shit.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I remember we were doing The Diary of Anne Frank. And our director in high school, we were doing that play, and we were debating doing British accents because we couldn't do Dutch accents. And they were like, well, British accents would kind of be like, it just kind of,
sure.
It kind of says, hey, this is European. You're listening to people speak in Europe. But we ended up doing shitty, like, Dutch accents.
That's good.
Yeah. I have no idea. I was literally just winging it. I was like, oh, I'm doing a Dutch accent? Yes, I will help the Jews. I am Mr. Kreller.
What do you think of that?
I really had to go. First of all, for me to be helping the Jews, okay? Whoa. Talking about getting out of myself, okay? Every part of me. I auditioned to play a Nazi. They're like, there are no Nazis in the play. I'm playing one.
Certainly no tan ones.
Yes.
First of all, when you said Diary Anne Frank, I saw a light up in Zach's. I'm amazed he has not snipered in something brilliant right now.
I got nothing.
Yeah, no, he was thinking. His mind was going. You'll see his synapses.
I just feel like every second of the play was Lewis trying not to go, she's in the attic!
Just hitting the roof with a broom.
How about this? How about when they do something that's supposed to be like based in Germany, but they're all speaking English because we're watching it in English, and they still put on the... Like an accent, and it's like you're already not speaking their language. You could just have your normal accent.
It's a fucking, you know, you gotta put them there. You know, I understand it though. You know, it's gotta fucking. I
at least like the full attempt at an accent, whatever it is, because somebody like, have you ever seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
He slips in and out of that just indecipherable English accent constantly throughout that movie. There are times where you can literally see him throw his hands up and give up.
Wait a minute. Are you accusing Kevin Costner of being a lazy actor?
I am. As a matter of fact.
Mailing it in?
And who's that dust-eyed black eye? Oh, Forrest Whitaker. He's got that fucking weird eye. In The Arrival... He went through about 6 or 7 accents before you could even pin down where he was from. Geography didn't even play a part in his character.
Yeah.
He went from like Brooklyn to Boston to Jamaican at points. And you're like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then he would speak like himself.
Or Keanu in Dracula.
Did he?
Oh, Keanu has like 8 accents in Dracula. It's him and Winona Ryder fuck the movie up so bad.
What about Nicholson in The Departed? Sometimes he's trying real hard to be Boston. And sometimes I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah, that's right next to Southie. What? No.
But Game of Thrones, dude, I mean, you gotta be serious about that. I mean, what they do, and they've kind of turned this show into, it's like, it's fucking epic. Every scene, every season, there's just like these huge, big things. And name another show that seems that big.
The stakes are high every episode.
Yeah, it's just like, but even just like the production side,
movie shit.
It's like you're watching a movie. It feels very, very epic, and there's nothing, so it's very exciting to begin with. And then you go into it, and it's just, I mean, it's just nonstop excitement. And I'll tell you why, because there's so many characters, there's so many ways to, quote unquote, get off. There's all of these storylines that are constantly happening. So one storyline kind of ends, and then another one opens up, and like, Shelly, why did you pillow that coffee, you fucking bitch?
Ooh, it's the Purple Wedding. That's right. You're Joffrey now.
Spoiler alert. Shannon killed me. No, but it is like every single episode, there's like 4 or 5 things that happen.
Mm.
It is very rare that you feel as if like, oh, nothing really happened in Game of Thrones this week. Whereas there's a lot of TV shows where you're
treading water.
You remember you back in the day watching a TV show, be like, yeah, nothing's happened in a few weeks. I just don't really fucking, I don't give a shit. Game of Thrones, it's like there's a cliffhanger every other fucking scene. It's incredible.
Right. Well, even Breaking Bad towards the end, that the... third to last episode, the Osmedius or whatever that was called, where, spoiler alert, Hank gets killed, that was like the best episode of the entire TV show. And then the second to last one, it was just a table setting.
Yeah.
There was really nothing that happened. You kind of watch them just set up for this grand finale, and it's like, well, that was almost a waste of hour. Like, yeah. Why the fuck did I even watch that? You should have just went to the final episode.
Mm. Well, the thing with Game of Thrones is you don't trust that your feelings won't get destroyed in every episode.
Yeah.
You're invested in almost every character. Before we went on there, Zach and I were talking about how much we like wrestling. Game of Thrones is like a wrestling show. They get over their baby faces and their heels huge. You are really invested in who you love and hate.
It's funny you say that.
All the time.
I wrote down the word MMA as soon as you said that because I take notes for the audio listeners. I take notes when I'm doing my fucking show, okay?
Professional.
My mind goes all over the place. But it's the reason that I love MMA, right? It's the reason that I love mixed martial arts is because there is a built-in any given Sunday factor where at any single second in the fight, you can fucking get knocked out, tapped out, some crazy moment. MMA is the only sport where it is a game of centimeters.
And a football analogy, like any given Sunday, really drives that home.
It is the only sport where, yeah, but here's the thing. When they say any given Sunday in football, they're talking about like, hey, anybody could win any given Sunday. Let's motivate.
And it's happened.
I'm talking about any given second.
Yeah.
Any given second. Okay, you saw Matt Serra fucking knock out George St. Pierre. Nobody thought that was happening because guess what? If you make one fucking mistake in MMA, boom, it's done. It's over. You wake the fuck up. There's somebody with a smelling salt above you going, dude, that's it. Your career, you're back of the line.
Right.
10 wins in a row. Goodbye. Done. No other sport has the stakes that high. Yeah. And that's why I love Game of Thrones. Because at any second, if you blink, if you go to the bathroom watching live, you might have missed five main characters be fucking obliterated.
Your favorite character
murdered.
Could be gone.
Gone.
There's a character.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now. Gone, dude. They do shit, and I don't want to, because people that haven't watched the show, you don't want to tell them. Don't even say the words. Don't even say the words. Go fucking watch this show. Come back to me three seasons in and tell me it's not the best fucking show you've ever seen.
It's great.
You will. It's an emotional roller coaster, and it is fucking incredible, and I cannot wait for Sunday.
Let me just say this, though.
Well, but also for Sunday, you should DVR it and then come to my album recording at 7 and 9:15 p.m. at New
Fuck
York Comedy
Mike
Club.
Mike Cannon's album, because you're going to miss this epic tale.
And we go
DVR
live at 10:15.
Don't check social media.
The Game of Thrones. Look, dude, you could buy Mike's album in the future. You don't need to be there live. Nobody wants to watch Van Gogh paint Starry Night like a bitch. If I had to choose between watching Van Gogh paint Starry Night or watching this final season premiere of Game of Thrones, what do you think I'm choosing, Mike? Am I going to lie to my fans?
My album.
You have an early taping, right?
7.
All right.
Yeah.
Show's at 9. Watch that. Then watch Say It Ain't Snow, 10:15 here on Gas.
It's going to be very difficult.
Or listen to the podcast on Monday.
It's going to be difficult to get from 7 o'clock home. I mean, the whole show.
Go to a goddamn coffee shop or a bar and watch it on your phone.
How many people are opening?
1.
He's fine.
So it's just Yamanika?
Yeah.
She's doing what? How
it's
long?
It's going to be 15.
So 15
hour and
then
15
hour,
minutes.
So
8:15. You got 45 minutes to make it home. Fucking press pause, DVR it.
You,
just catch up for the last 30
but
seconds.
You don't want to not watch it live. You might get spoilers.
Throw your phone in a fucking gutter.
But do
Who
you
gives
want to live
shit?
That way? Do you want to live your life where you can't like check the world? Like, what if you got a kid or an emergency happening?
And not to mention, but if there are people that are posting spoilers 3 seconds after they happen
the
on Game of Thrones,
the world.
They should be double leg kicked right in their chest.
All
right,
fine, guys. Look, if you. I can't tell them with a clear conscience to go see your taping, Mike. I got to be honest with you, man. These are my fans.
Why did you just write, I got to leave
town?
Well,
I was going to send the message to...
He's going
to
send me a message?
I got to leave. I got to go to
Connecticut.
You're
going to leave at 1:30.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just giving the word out. I don't remember what the people know. All right, I'm Fredo. Go fuck yourselves, everybody. I'm sick of this shit. I host a goddamn hot show.
I'm also somebody who has never watched Game of Thrones. I tried to watch the first 4 episodes, but I was like... too drunk or stoned or something, and I couldn't tell who was who, so I gave up. I watched the fuck scenes, though, on egotasticallstars.com.
What are those chicks?
Yeah, this is
unbelievable.
Doggy.
Circe, or who's the dragon lady?
Cersei? No. That's fucking
Daenerys.
The dragon lady, I would let her shit down my mouth.
They have at least 5 girls on that show that are the 5 most beautiful women.
She got a little chunky, though, Daenerys.
I don't care.
Oh, I
love
bra.
That shit.
Pull up her arms.
Pull up her
I
arms.
I like her thickness. I like some
I would
curves.
Let her stick her fucking tricep bubble in my mouth.
Look at that. Mudong.
She's out there. But that's, you know, pull up like later seasons. Pull up like season 6, Daenerys.
We got to remember, she...
Okay, because she's fucking...
I don't
want to
spoil, but she's not walking this like the areas anymore. She's in a fucking...
She's
a queen
like,
now.
She's pocket size. She's like 5'2".
So you're saying she's getting fat like a queen? Well, look at those fucking biceps right there.
Dude,
thick arms.
I literally do not care.
She's been uprising. She's been working on the arms.
No.
Just
the
in case she got to protect herself.
She hasn't been working the arms. That's the problem. Is she's fucking getting a little too comfortable, dude.
I'm a sucker for like light hair and those thick eyebrows. Thick, dark eyebrows. God
look,
damn.
She looks like Charlotte Stokely, the porn star.
Oh, really? I've never heard
of her. Stefani.
What's her name?
Charlotte Stokely.
I've never heard of her, but I could probably beat it to her.
Yeah.
She's a Burning Angels broad.
No.
She was a
blonde.
Yeah,
blonde,
but she
no
used
tattoos.
To, she used to, but she used to fuck with them a little.
But that scene where everything was on fire and she was walking out ass naked, she
amazing,
unbelievable. You're going to tell me that you wouldn't like to put a child right in her cervix?
Yeah, look, Charlotte Stokely. Yeah, she's pretty.
What
hot
about Miss Andry?
Now, Miss Andry is where it's fucking at, doggy.
She's unbelievable.
Misogyny. Misogyny.
Misogyny.
That's that the little girl that they thought was a boy for a
the
while?
Slave.
No. Oh.
This the is her slave.
See, I like the short-haired dyke knight that, like, went off and... Didn't she kill somebody?
What?
She was looking after the little boy
Tarth?
Girl. Yeah.
No.
She looks like she could...
Model.
She looks like she could
she
tear
like
your
Anders.
Dick
this
off like a turnip. She just twists her hips and
this.
Rips
she,
it off the
pull
roof.
Pull her up naked, Shannon, before
oh,
you
yeah,
do
she's
it.
She's unbelievable.
Listen to me. She's fucking maybe the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my
yeah.
entire
I
life.
I said this last night on St. Ain't Snow. I can tell that she's probably a great girlfriend, too, in real life.
Wow,
in
she
real
shows
life.
Box?
Yeah, she shows
she's amazing.
Everything. Dude. She's like perfect, dude. She's like half black, half white. This is the thing. Like, the only thing, like, having dirty blood like we do, it really does make you a better looking person.
Dirty blood.
But in every other area, it's not good, right? So,
well,
like,
college applications.
Yeah, no, but that's I don't believe that's a good thing. I don't believe that I should be able to be given opportunities because of my brown skin, okay?
Sure, but take
those
advantage while it's hot.
Those opportunities should be taken away from me. Okay, I'm a dirty-blooded human. You want pure-blooded people. I'm not saying that if you're pure-blooded Puerto Rican, that's better than dirty blood.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not right. I don't know exactly the way science works, but it's not really supposed to be.
Okay.
So this is why I'm dating a half Puerto Rican now. It's perfect. We figured each other out.
Yeah, and hopefully just your two good halves, mate.
Yeah. But yeah, Miss Andry, that chick is bananas.
Thoroughbred.
And you know what they did? They went to and they got a lot of porn stars to go and be like actual cast members. Do you know that? Like the one chick.
So are they for real fucking on camera?
No, but it's a very sexual show, and because there's so much like fucking and like, you know, they try to make it look very realistic. They got a lot of people that have done porn.
Shay was a porn actress in Europe.
Shay was a fucking. I'm talking about like double penetration, like fucking cum in the mouth, like straight up, like. And she was a major character on the show.
Yeah.
Major character on the show. She was the midget's fucking chick. Yeah, Sybil Kelly.
See, they should show that on the show.
This,
because that's
this
the type
bitch,
of shit that was going
she's
down.
She's in legit porn. Like, did you know this, Zach?
I did not know this, Lewis.
Doggy, I'm talking about... Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Doggy, I found this out, and it's like, I'm not even that attracted to her, but because I watched her on, like, two seasons of the show and then found that out...
Yeah.
That was like spank bank material for like a month.
Yo, for real,
a
kitten.
Month straight, doggy.
Yeah.
Baby boy. James is the go. James.
Been a blast.
I love
you,
my brother. Say it in snow. Available on the Gas Digital Network.
Gas Digital.
iTunes.
Please, write comments, rate, subscribe. If you're on this network watching us right now, watch us live. We're saying 10:15 on Sundays. We're going to go 15 minutes exactly after the show goes off the air. On Eastern Standard Time, me and Marissa, like Lewis says, we don't just suck the dick of the show. She kind of hates the show. She's a book reader. Yeah. We work shit out. We're almost like a debate show.
Yeah.
We're like a Siskel and Ebert, for lack of a better reference, in 2017.
Yeah.
We go at it. We talk shit. We scream. We have fun. We get Shannon involved. We put her on the spot. Like, do you think Littlefinger's blah, 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 blah? And
Shannon
like,
is the
okay.
Ben Lyons.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's fun. And it's the shit. So check this shit out, man. Game of Thrones.
Love it.
Mad love to y'all.
Say it now. Go download it right now on iTunes. The first two episodes for this season are out. They kind of previewed the season, and then next week they're live with the show every single week. So thank you very much, James.
And we took bets on who's going to die. We had a fantasy draft. It was fun as shit.
Love it. Love it. Go check out the fucking show. Much love, dude. Let's get some questions. You know what the fuck is up. Morning of the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. Post your questions underneath the comment, in the comments of the post that I post. Or you guys can go to GomezComedy.com and go to the contact page, post your questions there. Shannon, you're going to read those questions from now on when I forward them to you, okay? So get that one out that I sent you. And also, brand new, bitches, my Instagram story. I'm going to start doing it on the Instagram story as well. You guys can ask your fucking questions I'm the fucking Grams, bitch. So I'm gonna start with the Grams. I love it. Here it is, guys.
The first time a black comic said to me that they were stunting for the Grams,
ugh,
I thought he meant he was sending a picture to his grandmother. And I really honestly did.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Let's see. That's a shitty question.
Good.
It's a shitty question.
I like the real-ass filtering of the questions going on.
Yeah, I do it in real time, dude. Yeah. I do it in real-ass time. This is T-Kratz wants to know, why is saying faggot frowned upon? I call everyone a faggot. Zach, you're the closest thing to a faggot in the room. What do you think it's so frowned upon?
I think it's just faggots trying to be the new niggers. It's just people trying to own something and be offended over something. I've been called a faggot my entire life, sometimes for real, and I deserved it.
I've been called a faggot, I've been called a nigger, both by my mom, literally in anger.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm sorry, I can't sit here and feel bad for using dirty words. Who gives a shit?
I've honestly been called both also, but I'm not...
By my mother.
By your mother? But not at the... not. I don't know. So I think it's probably bad for most of the people that actually faced physical abuse along with the word. Because if you know, if you're just kind of getting the word your entire life, it is what it is. It's a word. It doesn't physically haunt you. But if you're getting rocks tossed at you while 16 people are calling you a faggot, that probably has some effect.
But what if you're trying to catch them with your asshole?
Then, you know, stop being such a faggot and take those rocks.
You just fucking swallow rocks with your asshole? It's a fucking gay superpower right there.
That is pretty good.
This is Diegmutlichit. I guess I should really figure out how to say these words. She wants to know, how can one be a real ass chick? You have to swallow the jizz of a real ass dude. That's the only true way to become a real ass chick. You get, real ass dudes are knighted.
Yeah.
Real ass chicks you have to fuck in. It's sexually transmitted.
Okay.
So you gotta actually find a real ass dude, a legitimately knighted real ass dude, suck him off, swallow it.
Right to the chops.
Yeah.
But it's almost like becoming a vampire. Like they have to, you have to feed them your blood and then they...
Except no one invites you in anywhere.
All right, let's, next one, let's see. This is GJC7993 on my Instagram story. Lots of Instagram story questions. This is happening, boys.
Oh.
Why a penny board over a normal size board?
That's a good question.
I bought the penny board. It's easy to carry around. It's a lot of fun. I started fucking around with it. I think I am going to go buy a 27-inch penny board, though. I have a few people sending me skateboards, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like fans are just like saying, dude, I got you a skateboard made, a custom deck. I was like, all right, cool.
Killer.
I guess I'm going to die. This is going to end with me hurting myself.
For sure.
I remember I bought the skateboard, and then they were like, do you also want to buy this helmet? And I remember as my finger was pressing no, I was like, this is such a mistake. Like, I remember the moment, and I'm going to be in the hospital going like, dude, I remember the moment where I didn't get the helmet. Or I'm going to be fucking flatlining and not remembering anything.
There you go. Hopefully. So.
All right, let's
over get... under on Lewis doing his special on crutches.
So let's see if we got any more questions on Facebook. Let's get some of these Facebook questions. I can't ignore Facebook, bitches. You guys were always there first. Candace Trujillo wants to know, so your ex brings another broad to your house and bangs her in your bed and leaves a jizz and blood-covered towel for you to wash while you're away camping. What's the best revenge?
That is a real ass dude. I would say shove the towel up your vagina, get pregnant with his kid, and keep it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a fucking... with his jizzy blood baby.
Yeah.
It would just fucking come out.
And drink the entire pregnancy and force him to take care of it.
Oof. That's awful.
Yeah.
That is vindictive. No. Take a video of you beheading the newborn and send it to him. Zach, any other ideas?
Why is your ex in your house? I think there's more to this. Why does your ex have your keys?
Yeah. They got kids together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's one more?
It's a little shitty. Real ass revenge. I don't know.
Also, I want to know why there's blood on the towel.
Probably period. Anal.
Hymen.
He fucked a 10-year-old.
Then he really got back at
it. It was
their daughter.
It was crazy. It was pretty crazy what he did to her daughter. So, Jeffrey Amato, is it a real-ass move to grab massive amounts of forks and napkins at Chipotle so you don't have to waste money on these complimentary items? Or a scumbag move, I personally love my collection of pilfered condiments, only the decent plastic silverware and free napkins. I think that's very real-ass, and I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
I've never purchased Splenda or Stevia in my life. I take full salt and pepper shakers. I've never purchased salt or pepper, and I've also never purchased a salt and pepper shaker, and they change every 3 months.
Huh.
Because I just go to a diner and I go, cool. And I take both of them and I dump them in a bag and I go, I have brand new salt and pepper shakers.
It's not a bad idea.
If you want some China, you can do it. You know, ask for an extra plate. Hey, can I get an extra plate? They're not fucking counting your plates. You throw it right in your bag. Boom, I got an extra plate.
Not to mention, if you're not ordering a water cup instead of an actual soda, you're fucking out of your mind.
Yeah.
Do that. Or order a water cup. They never check to see what you're dispensing in there.
Can I tell you the problem with that? You look like fucking garbage. If you get caught and they go...
Oh, but lining your pockets
with napkins.
Says
the man with a shoulder bag with a plate and salt and pepper in it.
No. No.
As he skateboards out.
No, because you're a fat fuck. If you get caught stealing a fucking soda, I have a fat guy thing. Like, me and Zach can't get caught stealing fucking candy or a soda. Like, you're just a fat fuck. If I get caught stealing salt and pepper on a plate, they're like, all right, this guy's fucking thinking.
Yeah.
He's out there. Why would anybody buy plates or silverware or salt and pepper? It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't look like the classiest thing when you open up somebody's refrigerator and the door is lined with Taco Bell hot sauce.
It's fine.
I keep
get
a drawer.
Yourself a $2 Cholula. Jesus Christ.
No, but it's wasteful, dude. Doggy.
I fucking can't stand that. That is an awful
it's
part
fucking,
of your vernacular.
Don't make it. Don't be wasteful, doggy. All right, waste not, want none. That's one of my sayings. One of the famous Luis J. Gomez mantras. All right, you guys are fucking dope. Thanks for listening, Real Ass Podcast.
Doesn't Shannon have to read a question?
Oh, yeah, Shannon, what's your fucking question?
It's from Sean Believable. Mr. J. Gomez, I have a small boner to pick with you. You always say to go to Facebook / Luis J. Gomez Comedy for your Real Ass questions. When I go there, I'm taken to a page that's not been active since summer of 2015. And on your main page where you post about Real Ass questions, I can only like or share your post. I gotta say, I find it Real Ass confusing. Can you realize clarify why I can't Facebook question you, a realist fan from Lakeland, Florida?
Hey, Sean, thank you very much. I didn't realize that you couldn't go there. I didn't realize that Luis J. Gomez Comedy Facebook went to my fan page. I didn't realize that I have a fan page. I don't know how to use any of this stuff. I'm going to start posting on the fan page from now on.
Good call. How about that?
Yeah. I'll start posting on the fan page. Now I have a reason to use this fucking stupid fan page. And that'll be that. Thank you, Sean. You fucking changed the game, dude. Or, Sean, you could just follow my Facebook or my Instagram story. Or you could email me on the website like you just did. That's also two options.
You're accessible.
That's it, bitch.
Yeah.
What a show. What a show.
Woo.
As always, very funny. Cannon, go check out the Irish Goodbye podcast.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Which might be coming to a certain network very shortly. We'll see what happens.
We'll see
what happens. No promises, but we love these guys. And we will check you guys next week. Real Ass Podcast. Not next week. We'll check you guys on Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.